What a day it was! Flags were flying, bands were playing, and all the lovely ladies had flowers in their hair. They had a parade into the bullring. First came the bandoleros, with long, sharp pins with ribbons on them to stick in the bull and make him mad. Next came the picadores, who rode skinny horses, and they had long spears to stick in the bull and make him madder. Then came the matador, the proudest of them all. He thought he was very handsome and bowed to the ladies. He had a red cape and a sword and was supposed to stick the bull last of all. Then came the bull, and you know who that was, don't you? Ferdinand. They called him Ferdinand the Fierce. And the bandoleros were afraid of him, and the picadores were afraid of him. And the matador was scared stiff. Ferdinand ran to the middle of the ring. And everyone shouted and clapped, because they thought he was going to fight fiercely and butt and snort and stick his horns around. But not Ferdinand. When he got to the middle of the ring, he saw the flowers in all the lovely ladies' hair, and he just sat down quietly and smelled. He wouldn't fight and be fierce. No matter what they did, he just sat and smelled. And the bandoleros were mad. And the picadores were madder. And the matador was so mad, he cried, because he couldn't show off with his cape and sword. So they had to take Ferdinand home. Favorite cork tree, smelling the flowers, just quietly.
It's Gratitude Month on ICANN Radio. I'm Elena, ICANN and All Classical Radio's Young Artist in Residence. I'll be sharing my gratitude for a piece of music every day. The song You've Got a Friend in Me was originally written in 1995 by Randy Newman for the movie Toy Story. Here we will play the Gypsy Kings version, which was recorded in 2010 for the movie Toy Story 3 called Hay Un Amigo en Mí. What I love and am grateful about the Gypsy Kings version of the song is the up-tempo and spirited rhythms of the guitar and vocal. You can hear the flamenco and salsa influences, which adds another layer of excitement to this wonderful masterpiece of music.